Hey everyone, we're back. It's Q Fury, and this episode is brought to you by Squarespace, the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio. For a free trial and 10% off, go to squarespace.com and use the offer code THERAPY. And now we're back at it. Let's get the show started. And around, around, and around, around hey. We go. And around, and around. And around we go. You don't remember when Freestyle same, Unity?
No, I was just letting you go. I was letting you have your moment. It was beautiful.
All right. Well, here we are back again.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year officially.
I know. 2014.
First of all, I would like to say Crystal has... We're actually sitting here facing each other with like...
Surgical masks on
because Crystal has pneumonias. And it's all because of this fuck-ass weather.
Yeah,
so can we just take a moment to just really say, fuck Jack Frost, he's a hoe-ass bitch. And I don't understand how people have to do this every year. You do this. Like, you don't... It's not like a hurricane. Like, see, in Miami, if we had a hurricane, it was just like a rare occurrence where it would come through. Because sometimes it would be like a Category 1 or tropical storm. And bitches will drive through that and go to 7-Eleven and get them a hot dog or something to come right back home. But then every now and then, it would be like a bad bitch. But that just, you know, it didn't happen like that.
Yeah.
After all of this shit is said and done and it's warm again, it's going to happen again. Like, this happens once a year. Like, these months of... frigid pandemonium. This makes no sense.
I don't get it.
And then
either.
We have the blizzard roaches. Bitch, it was like 9 degrees the other day. In Detroit, it was -6. And in Chicago, it was like negative. Get me the fuck out of here. This white man in Kentucky escaped from prison. That bitch was so cold. He went to a motel and said, girl, please call the authorities. I have done wrong and I have learned my motherfucking lesson. I would like to go. This is a true story. You can Google it. This nigga broke out of prison, checked into a motel and asked the clerk to call 5-0 to take his ass back to prison because he was too cold. Bitch is so cold, they are taking polar bears and putting them inside at the zoo. The polar bears are saying, look, girl, this is some unnatural shit and we cannot do this. Like, we cannot do this. All right? Like, no. Something is not right. I don't understand what it is. Who has pissed off Jesus? Do we all need to come together and sing Kumbaya? This is not normal.
How you just gonna start the show with a 3-minute rant about the weather?
I'm actually
like
really sorry. Like, it just, I can't do this. Like, this is it's not right.
This is like the third time you've done this. I don't know why I don't see it coming now, but like, when the weather is crazy, I should just know that you are gonna pop off about how ridiculously cold it is.
It makes no sense.
It really isn't.
It goes to the extreme of both ends. It's either fucking freezing or it's just insanely just Satan's taint hot. Like, there's no
and I grew up in Oklahoma, which has all the weather, literally everything except hurricanes. We get tornadoes, we get earthquakes, we get hailstorms, snowstorms, ice storms, bitch, we get it all. And this shit I just can't. The wind chill was 2 degrees the other day, my nigga. Like, 2 degrees.
What is two? How does that even happen?
Like, I just, like, what? I was just like, what? Like, is this what?
For the good Lord to sprinkle 70 additional degrees on that, please. Because this is not, I can't. Woo! Anyway, so.
Yeah, so hey.
We're back.
Where you back?
2014, the read. Hey, girl.
Hey, boy.
Whatever. All right, so let's talk about these famous bitches.
Oh, I just
first
can't
of all,
wait.
On a good note, shout out to Sashir. Is that her name?
Oh, the girl, the SNL girl.
Yeah, I think that's how you say her name. Sashir Zameda. She was just casted as the first black female actress on SNL in 6 years, I think.
Something like that.
Since Maya Rudolph.
Yeah. So congratulations, girl. It's gonna be hard, but you know, good luck.
Ooh, classy. No, but she, you know, I just think that it was funny that they had like this whole, like this nationwide search for the next black female actress, because you know people were like pissed, like, girl, you don't have any black
well
women.
I think after the Kerry Washington thing, Lauren was like, okay, I gotta do something, because they had Kerry Washington playing every black woman doing every skit that they hadn't been able to do in forever.
Yeah.
So I think they were like, we really need to do something. So, I mean, here's this girl, and she's the one, whether you like it or not, she's the one that they picked. And so I also heard that they hired two black female writers.
Oh, yeah, they did.
So this kind of sounds like it's either going to be really dope or they're going to set SNL up to, like, crash and burn and then blame it on the black girls. Oh, I wasn't. That wasn't.
No, I actually, I'm not saying that you're joking. That's why I'm laughing. I laugh because I didn't think of it from that perspective. That's actually kind of a good thought. But
yeah,
no, I
think
do,
that's what they're gonna
when
do.
I thought when I saw that they not only hired her, but then they hired these two black writers, these two black female writers. I thought, look, either this is going, they're not going to work very much on these, like, these sketches or anything.
Yeah.
Or this is about to be really hilarious.
Well, the thing is that SNL is already not funny.
That's like, the thing for me. Like, I didn't even really, honestly, I'm happy for this girl, but I almost, like, didn't really care because SNL's not funny
to me. It's not funny, right. So I don't even watch SNL unless somebody, some musician I love, like, unless the guest is somebody that I'm a fan of. I don't even watch SNL. So.
Sometimes they'll have guests back from SNL when it used to be funny, and then I'll be like, oh,
oh yeah, when
like,
Tina Fey
like
comes.
Like when Tina Fey or Amy Poehler, I think, has come back a couple of times or something.
Even
like,
Maya Rudolph.
Right. Like when they have the older guests come back on there sometimes, I'll be like, Kristen Wiig has come back a couple of times. She's funny as hell.
And I like that guy, Jay Farrow, I think is his name. I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, but he's currently on the show. I like him a lot. His impressions, like he did a skit.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
He did a, did you see the Jay-Z and Beyonce skit he did with Maya? And it was like right after they had Blue Ivy. That was really funny. Like, I think
really
he's really
good
talented.
At, Will Smith too.
Yeah, he's good in impressions. So, I mean, I always applaud the come up when a black person makes it in a mostly white space. So shout out to this young lady. And I hope all three of them are very prosperous. But, you know, I always got to look at it like, smells
well,
like a setup.
Let's not be pessimistic.
Hopefully it's not. Hopefully it's
yeah,
not.
Let's be quite optimistic.
Hopefully it all works
I'm
out.
I'm hoping that this is going to mean that SNL will finally be funny and I'll have a reason
hopefully.
To watch it.
Hopefully. I'll talk to Beyonce about it and see if maybe she can come on the show and give them
oh,
some.
Oh, since y'all are best friends.
Yeah, since, you know, since we're on each other's Facebooks and everything, I just, maybe I'll just send her a little note and be like, so B,
okay.
Maybe you should go on SNL and give our girl a hand.
Also, let her know that the reason I'm late on last month's payment of Edges is because I was out of town, and I will get them to her as soon as possible.
So you didn't get Blue Ivy's text?
What text?
Because Blue texted everybody on like the second and was like, if you haven't paid your Edges by now, then bitch, forget it. Don't call me. Don't call my mama. You didn't get that?
I didn't get that. Well, that's not my fault then.
Ooh.
Anyway, we'll get to that later. So congratulations to Sheer.
Yes, congratulations.
Moving right along to some good old drama.
Oh, hell.
So, Young Jeezy was recently arrested.
Of all the things that I thought you were going to say, Young Jeezy was really not even in the top 15. What?
No, we've got... Okay, give me a second. I'm trying to, you know, be... You know, mindful of our, you know, movements through here. But
I haven't paid much attention to celebrity news since Beyonce acknowledged my existence, so I don't know.
Honestly, maybe about 2 days ago, I read all the headlines from the past.
Oh, okay,
like,
cool. Yeah.
So I really don't know what the fuck's going on.
Whatever.
Anyway, Young Jeezy was arrested for battery, false imprisonment, and making terroristic threats.
What the fuck?
Against his 17-year-old son.
Oh, I thought you meant on like some federal
right,
treason
bitch,
shit.
That's what the fuck I thought. I thought this nigga walked into Champs and was like, y'all ain't got no damn Yeezys in this motherfucker and blew the shit up.
Right.
I thought this nigga was literally getting ready to set Foot Locker ablaze.
Yeah, I thought you meant like he threatened like a foreign, I don't know, somebody, a distinguished nigga, some shit.
Like he was sitting next to an Indian man and called him a bitch on the damn plane or something.
Child.
What? You know what? You done got me started early.
Okay, so I definitely want to hear this story now.
So the story goes that for some untold reason, Jeezy and his 17-year-old son, Jadarius, got into a fight at his house, and Jadarius was shoved into a glass shower door or something. He was also punched in the face, choked, and told that Jeezy allegedly said, I will kill you. I will put a bullet in your head right now.
For what?
That was the question, right? So now, me as a black child with black parents and black parenting,
oh,
the
Lord.
First thing that went to my head, was, this nigga must have tried the fuck.
I was gonna say,
like, because listen,
what did you do?
What did you do, Jadarius? What did you do? What did you say? When that sounds like some shit my mama would do if I said the wrong thing at the wrong
time.
When
I was 17, my mama hemmed me up in the exact same way, and I don't remember. Well, not that bad, but I don't remember if I said this on the show, but I bucked up to my mama once when I was 17 and I had just graduated from high school, so I really thought I was grown.
Mm-hmm.
Child, when I tell you, my mama came out of nowhere, yep, and busted my ass wide open and threw me in the bathroom and slammed my head up against the commode and was like, little bitch, I don't know who you talking to. Listen, my mama went slap the fuck off, but that's because I bucked up to her like I was a grown-ass woman. Now, I don't know what happened in this case. Mm-hmm. It sounds excessive. Like,
right, like,
it sounds like you were doing too much.
I didn't experience being shoved through glass.
Right. My mama didn't tell me she was going to put a bullet through my head. Like, that would have been...
But...
This sounds crazy, but...
Jeezy says that...
Okay, here we go.
These things didn't happen. He turned himself in, apparently, I think. And he says that none of that shit really happened, and he's being set up by his child's mother. Now, he claims that there was an incident and they did get into an argument, and that he said his son was being a punk with an attitude and he didn't want him staying in the house. And he says that he did shove him to the ground, but that was it. And he never said he'd put a bullet in his head. He said, I brought you in this world, not take you out.
Which is black, yeah, kids. I mean, I feel like that is a line that a whole lot of parents use.
Yeah, a lot of parents.
I really hope this is not some baby mama he said she said bullshit.
Yeah, he's claiming that his mother is, well, the child's mother is like brainwashing him to try and get more money from him or something.
What?
I really hope that's not what it is either, but it doesn't sound far off.
I don't want either one of these to be true though. Like, I don't want young Jeezy to have told his son that he was gonna murder his ass point blank, and I also don't want the baby mama to be trifling and have, you know, set this shit up. I hope the truth is somewhere in the middle, cause that sounds a mess.
Well, Tanisha Dykes,
what?
That's the child's mom.
Really?
Yeah.
Her last name is Dykes?
Yeah. Spelled just like Dyke, too.
Okay.
That's fine. I like that.
I'm 5, so that is entertaining to me.
Yeah. There's like a store somewhere out here called Dykes. I think they sell wood. And that it just lights my heart up every time I walk by.
There's a store over here somewhere that has a sign that says, we are probably the lowest priced in the city. And I don't know why that tickles the fuck out of me. Like, why is the probably there?
Have you been on 14th Street by that store called Big D's House?
I do my best not to go anywhere near Union Square or Union Square adjacent. Is that, well, Union Square?
Ish.
I try not to.
Why?
Not since Trayvon have I been down there.
Oh, yeah.
I just, the whole vibe of Union Square is so weird, and I just can't. I just can't. I'm sorry.
So, Tanisha Dykes, girl, I hope this isn't the truth. You know, I don't know.
What a fucked up story.
But can we get back to terroristic threats,
though? Hold on. If he shoved that child through a glass shower door or whatever, wouldn't he have had cuts? Wouldn't he go to the hospital or the doctor or something?
Was the glass broken?
Oh, I mean, if your child tells you, daddy shoved me through some glass, wouldn't you take him to the doctor to make sure he didn't have a concussion?
And mind you, this all happened in September of last year.
Of 2013?
But he just turned himself in. Yeah.
When did they file the charges? You can't just go around doing whatever you want.
Wait,
to.
No, this is September 2012.
What?
Girl, I don't know what's going on. He just turned himself in over this. But fuck all that. Okay. Can we get into the fact that they're now calling it terroristic threats?
To tell, like...
I mean, if you tell your child that I will kill you, that's a terroristic threat?
I didn't... I mean, I guess. What?
Because, honey, let me know if I can press charges. Because,
right, is this retroactive? Can I go back and be like, well, listen,
how much can I get?
My parents got fed up a lot, like the older I got. So,
I'm not throwing them under the bus.
I got references.
If you could press charges, let me know something. I got two big old black Jamaican terrorists back home, honey. And they don't give a single fuck. And you know what? Some of these little bad bastards need some terroristic threats in their motherfucking life. And if more of you motherfuckers would be threatening their asses like terrorists, then maybe they wouldn't be out here acting like them. Did you see that goddamn video with those two badass little bastards that snatched off their mother's wig and fought her in the grocery store?
No, are you serious?
They needed some terroristic threats, bitch. America, if that's what you're calling it now, they needed some terroristic threats.
What did she
threats.
Do? Just sit there and look at them?
First of all, listen, fuck the celebrity news. Listen,
how do you
this
take your mama
child
wig off?
Was in the grocery store eating this, a little boy, and looked like he might have had like a sister around his age or something. I don't really know. But there's two of them. But the boy was in the grocery store aisle eating the grapes. out of like the produce area, just dipping
grapes.
Thank you. Eating these grapes with the fertilizer still on them. It's a little nasty. No culture having ass. And this man is recording him and then goes and approaches. And he says something to the boy, too. Like, you're just going to be sitting here eating the grapes. And the boy is just, like, smiling like he don't give a shit. Then he goes to the... Mind you, this boy, like, he might have been, like, 11 or 12 years old.
Oh, he was grown.
Yes. Like, it was like a baby.
I thought he was, like, 5.
No, he was little. He might have been 10, 11, 12. He goes to the mother. God help me. I don't know where this lady was from. I don't know if she was African. I don't know if she was from the Caribbean or where, but she had an accent. He goes to the lady and is like, ma'am, your son's in here snatching grapes. So she goes to say something to him. And I think she like grabbed him up for a second or whatever. And he swings on his mama and they are like brawling in the grocery store.
No.
He snatches off his mama's fucking her damn wig, this fucking Sailor Moon nine tails ass. I don't know what the fuck that was, that damn spite, that lady saw ass wig. She snatched it off and then they're in there like, and then throws it to the sister. The sister
no,
is like tossing it through their
wig.
And then this man, look, the video was dreadful. When I tell you I was in there, my blood was boiling, Chris. Listen, I was pissed.
I
don't know if it was, I think it was one of the guys who worked in the grocery store grabbed the mom to keep her from fighting the kids. No one grabs the kids. The kids are like talking shit, like, what? Like, are you, like, when I tell you, listen, keep,
oh my God.
And I said this, I made a promise to myself that I am no longer going to worry about how you discipline your kids, and I'm just going to thank God that I don't have any.
Amen.
And I'm going to keep it that way for as long as possible, because you know what I don't have time for? That.
Wow.
And you can let your kids be bad if you want to. You better keep them niggas away from me, because if it's one, I think that I hate badass kids worse than like cancer.
When
I hate, like, they are just like, I can't, like, how dare you? And I think it took place in New York too. Do you know how hard it is to take care of your goddamn self in New York City? And I am in this grocery store providing for myself and you two little niggas. And then you are going to not only swing on me, but snatch my wig off in public when you know this nigga is over here recording this shit and waiting to email it to WorldStar. You have to die now in this very grocery store. I would have killed both of them. I could not have been present for that, because it just... Listen, I know for a doubt, without a doubt, if nobody else was going to grab them little kids, I was going to be the one to kick both in the throat. You would have never had a chance at an Adam Apple young man, because I would have kicked you right there, dead center, and stopped that opportunity clear as day. Bitch, go home and watch it.
I would have did some Sailor Moon shit. I would have been on like, so I'm about to call on the power of the moon to help me whoop your ass right now. I'm about to beat the holy fuck out of you kids.
Do you understand?
I'm about to beat y'all livid within an inch of your fucking life. Nigga, what?
You are in the grocery store.
Woo!
Stealing these people's grapes with the soil still on it.
Filthy grapes.
And when your mother, who brought you, your mother is the reason you have life. The reason you can even taste a damn grape is because of her. And you are going to swing on her and then pull off her swap meat wig right there in the middle of the grocery store and then swinging at her. They should have killed his ass right there.
We got touching shit. We got popped for just touching shit. We got popped for asking, can we have Skittles or whatever the fuck. Like,
would have got popped just for asking for a grape, for grape jelly. Bitch, my mother was one of those mothers, like many of you at home, who I didn't even have the nerve. Because before we even got out the car, when we get in
this store,
don't ask me for shit.
For nothing.
Don't touch shit, and I better be able to see your black ass at all times. And if for any reason you step outside of the guidelines that I have just laid down, I am going to have your ass on a platter for dinner tonight.
Oh my God. I can't even imagine the extent to which my mama would have fucked me and my brother up, nigga. Like,
my parents would have legit murdered me.
Curtains.
And I'm not joking.
My mama would have whooped our asses right there in the Walmart. And then we got home and she told daddy, daddy would have whooped our asses again. I know, because it happened.
My mother would have killed me dead.
Woo!
And then when I got up to the heaven's gate, I would have been like, well, girl, listen, just don't judge them. You know, I kind of did mess up here. I don't know why the grapes were just calling me. And, you know, I was wrong. every ass whooping I got, it was my fault. My parents never just beat my ass. You know, there's like abuse where, you know, you are really just fucking your kids up, right, like mentally and emotionally just nothing.
No. That's
every ass whooping was warranted.
Yeah, I know some people take it too far when it comes to disciplining their children physically, but that was not my parents. They whooped my ass every time for an extremely good reason. It was always because I had continuously fucked up.
Exactly.
After they told me not to.
And sometimes I even got a speech when they were feeling, you know, closer to the Lord.
Right.
I would get a speech. You know, I hate having to do this. My grandmother did this more than anybody.
Yeah.
She'd be like, you know what? I don't like doing this. It makes me tired. It makes me sad. Like, I hate having to do this.
I don't like to see you cry. I'd be like, well, you know, you don't have to. We don't have to do this.
I've told you time and time again, insert anything.
Yeah.
And clearly you don't listen. And if you can't hear, then you have to feel.
Yeah.
And then that was my ass. So it was plenty. Like, I never got just beaten. And it was just like, oh, my God, my parents hate
me.
It was
like, didn't know why.
Let me not do that again.
Yeah. My parents always explained to me, like, just in case your stupid ass ain't figured it out, this is exactly why you about to get a beating.
Do you know that I was at home the other day and Ashley asked her mama, my roommate.
Yeah.
Asked her mama to turn on the damn, one of those channels that it's like iTunes radio where it just plays, it's just like the channel's a genre and it just plays
okay,
music.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they picked top 40 or what, but she wanted to hear some music. So her mama turned on the music. She in a room listening to the damn music. Her mama is washing dishes. This little girl go tell her to stop making noise because she can't hear the music.
No, she didn't.
Did I not tell you that Ashley being worse than Kylie is like, it's the Shonda Rhimes of my year. I can't wait to get the fuck up.
What?
She told her mama stop making noise because she can hear the music.
Mama would have been like, how about I knock the teeth out your mouth and then you go to bed?
That's not even a regular ass channel that everybody has. Do you know that we are paying additional money for your little fucky ass music channel? Where is it? Do you not? And then you are still getting your damn Happy Meals? How fucking dare you tell me to? I'm cleaning. It's not like she was in there doing like jazzercise.
It don't matter what she was doing. I'm grown. I ain't never in my life told my mama to stop making noise. Nigga, what? That's my mama house. What you mean? I stay with you, not the other way around. How you gonna tell me?
For you to swing on your mother, especially as a boy, you are already hitting a female, grown or not.
Yeah.
And on top of that,
yeah,
that female is your mother.
I just am really not.
If you will hit your mama, you don't give a shit about nothing.
Nope.
You can die today. That is you basically saying, I'm ready to die now.
Yeah.
Like, if you will hit your mother, you really don't give a shit about anything.
If you hit
your mother was just never there for you, and that bitch came to the fucking family cookout, and you ain't never met this bitch, and all of a sudden she, you know, broke a bottle over her desk and was like ready to come at you.
Right.
Then, okay, if you punch that bitch in the face.
Either your mama was hateful or something wrong with you.
Right.
One or the other.
Right.
But you regular people do not just steal on their
mamas. If Precious had punched her mama in the face.
Right.
Okay.
Okay, we get it. But just regular
ass. But you ain't gonna be stealing grapes, nigga, then steal on your mama on top of that. You know what after you smoke crack, don't you?
I don't even want to think about how I would have fucked them kids up, man. I don't even want to think about it because that ain't right. But, man, I would have fucked them kids up.
Let's move forward.
Look at us. We done digressed.
And I have, like, other stories. So, real quick, we'll just run through this. Miley Cyrus did not try Beyonce, and we all knew better. So.
Oh, yeah, I saw that crazy rumor. Girl, whatever.
They had said something.
Miley not that crazy.
There was, but you know what? It's funny because it's not like one of those situations where something she said was taken out of context. These niggas made the whole thing up. Like, that's how bad media is getting now.
Yeah.
Like, so there's a magazine in the UK called Love, and Miley is like their cover girl or something. And there was all these headlines about how Miley Cyrus said that motherhood is doing all these crazy things to Beyonce's body, and you know, she's been around and she's hot, but you know, now Miley says she's got the moves and the curves and the rhythm and something. And I was just like, either this is a lie or she's on meth.
Right.
Like, it didn't even make any sense to me. Like, look at you and look. Anyway, Miley Cyrus got on Twitter and she's pissed, and she said, you know, she's going to be having her people looking to getting it retracted and blah blah blah.
It's really ridiculous how somebody can make something up and do that.
The magazine later went on and said, Miley Cyrus never said anything to us about Beyonce. The quotes were made up, and we're trying to get to the bottom of where this came from. We all love Beyonce.
Right. I love how people say it again, like, listen, we would never let Beyonce slander just fly.
Even Miley said, you can cause a lot of drama, but not between me and B. Miley was like, look, you can call me a honky till the cows come home, yes, but you will not come between me and Beyonce. Anyway, she literally was just like, you can cause a lot of drama, but not between me and Beyonce.
Miley was like,
you just won't do it.
I don't want to wake up in the middle of the night and see Blue Ivy staring at me. I don't want no problems with the Creoles. I don't want to fuck with the Beehive. None of that. Don't put my name in this book. Right. Solange already fed up with Miley Cyrus. Had that shit been true, nigga, please. Miley ain't crazy.
So our last story is about these break babies. Now listen.
Break baby.
So Ludacris, Ludacris went on a break from, I don't know if it's his wife or whom, but
that girl, his girlfriend, that med student.
Yeah, the pretty girl. She's pretty, isn't she?
Yeah, she is.
I kind of get her confused sometimes with her and John. He and John Legend have freakishly pretty girlfriends.
Yeah, they do.
That's all I can ever think of.
That's true. Anyway. I can't pronounce her name though. This girl, Ludacris's girlfriend.
It doesn't matter. Okay, so, he got some woman by the name of Tamika Fuller pregnant, and apparently that was on the spray.
Huh.
Tamika says that he has not seen the baby who's about a month old, and she's not keeping him from seeing her. Tamika says she want no problems, and she hopes that everyone stops the negativity and that she, no, just wants to be a co-parent. She says she's not looking for anything. Like, she's not trying to get a handout or get no money.
Trying to put him on child support?
Well,
why the fuck not?
Yes, but she's saying that she's like, she's not, you know, like, trying to extort him or anything.
I was gonna
like
say, girl,
that.
Don't be a fool.
But he has filed legal documents saying that he can only afford to pay $1,700 a month, basically.
Oh, well, I don't know whether that's true or not.
Yeah, that's none of my damn business.
I don't know Ludacris' pockets and I don't really care, but this whole having a baby on your...
Yeah, let's move over to Gabby and Dwayne.
Oh, Lord, this shit.
So...
he still ain't fixed the spelling of his name.
So Gabby and Dwayne have been together for a while.
Okay.
After he broke up with Siobhan, which I just found out is Siobhan. And they had said something this year about, you know, how they needed to take breaks and sometimes a break can bring you together. And I was like, girl, okay, I guess. And then they recently announced that they are engaged and everybody was like, yay. And I was like, okay, girl, I guess.
Yeah.
And then like 10 days later, news breaks.
All this
that,
shit.
Oh, he actually has another son that they both have known about for quite some time.
That's fun.
And he got whoever this woman's name is. Oh, the woman's name is Aja, I think.
Okay.
I think it's Aja. It's A-J-A. Look, it's just...
Aja? Asha?
It might be Aja.
It could be anything.
Why do we have so many names these days?
A-J?
White, black, and in between.
Aja?
That is just like, how do I say this?
I don't know.
What's wrong with... Anyway, the baby's name is Xavier. Praise God. So... and it's spelled right. So... yeah, apparently, you know, he's the father of a son. He didn't hide it, and he said, you know, and...
and he did it while they were on a break.
Yeah, he said he did it on a break. But then TMZ did all this bullshit. It was like, well, 9 months before he was pregnant, Gabby was on Instagram posting pictures of you and posting pictures of you and this dog and posting pictures of you reading her. So, I mean, we don't really know. It could have been while they were together. Who knows?
God.
Maybe that's why they took a break.
This whole... all this shit about breaks. And then I heard today that Gabby is pregnant. With Dwayne. Yeah, I heard that she's pregnant, which who knows if that's true or not. Don't really give a shit. But I just think it's so interesting.
You might as well be shit. Everybody else got one.
That all these niggas be running out having babies on these girls. And if the shoe was on the other foot.
Say it.
If they were legitimately on a break and Gabby went out and got pregnant and came back and was like, I mean, I'm technically having a baby, but you know we went on a break, so don't get mad.
Do
you really honestly think that this situation would have worked out the same way? Hell no,
so
you don't.
So sick. And you know something? I'm like not mad at them, because even when I heard about it at first and I didn't know whether it was true or not, I said even if it's true, Gabby ain't going nowhere. So,
I mean, I'm not
like,
mad because it's not my fucked
it's not
up relationship.
My, you know, it's not any of my damn business.
Right.
Like, do what, you know, do what your heart desires. But I don't give a shit. But I'm kind of over people excusing and normalizing. I don't know if that's a word, and I'm going to use it.
It is.
normalizing fuckboy behavior.
Right.
I'm just tired of it. Like, there's no way that if a woman went on a break, or if you won't go on a break in a relationship and a woman comes back and she's like, well, you know, I'm 6 months along, but you love me, right?
And we I'm really looking forward to building it with us.
And, you know, this break, it was just what we needed to bring us closer together.
Hell no. As soon as niggas smelled the whiff of another man's sperm on you, it would have been game over. Please. I'm so tired of this bullshit.
I'm so over it. I mean, and then what's worse is there are women there out there now that are acting like they're like, other women should just accept that niggas are dogs.
Yeah. Like this is just something that happens.
What's her name? Tiana Smalls was on Bethany, like, or one of them shows. The girl, you know, we don't have to. Anyway, Tiana Smalls. She's a woman from here, I believe. I think she's from Brooklyn, and she's like a relationship expert.
Oh, you can stop right there.
Remember when Chili had a reality show?
No, that
and
girl.
She was trying to get her, find her man.
Oh, ooh. Okay.
That was competition. She had her work.
Yeah, she did. Chili was awfully picky.
But anyway, she was on Bethany's show, and she said something about, you know, all men are cheaters, and, you know, the quicker that something. I don't want to misquote her. I don't want to say it, you know, whatever. But basically, it was kind of this same idea that a lot of women have now. It's just like, well, girl, your man is going to cheat. So you got one or two options. It's like, girl, yeah, because you keep saying that these niggas going to cheat. So they're like, girl, well, you already know. Your friend told you. Your cousin said it. Your mama over here accepting it. We going to do what we want. And you bitches, like,
if you accept it as fact, then of course they will. If you let somebody do it over and over again without consequence, of course they will continue to cheat. You stupid bitch. What?
Duh.
That's so goddamn stupid. Don't give these niggas a second chance to cheat. Leave they asses when they cheat the first time.
If you would pack your pussy up and hit the damn road.
Woo.
And if more of you would do that shit, and if more of you other side bitches would keep your pussy to yourself. If you would just, do you understand that you have the power there? Like, if you would just pack it on up and keep it to yourself.
If that's really all there is to it.
You don't need to think like a man, and you don't need to act like a lady and think like a man.
Right.
You don't, men don't think that much. I'm here to tell you, there's not much to think about. Like, you don't have to think like one, girl. All you got to do is what you need to. That's it. Act like a lady and think like a fuck boy. Not to fix them, but to spot their asses so you can walk the other goddamn
exactly.
way. Fuck.
Girl,
but
this
you know
is
what?
Some bullshit.
I'm not judging you, Gabby.
I'm not judging you. I just think this is extremely stupid. Like, this is not a situation I would be in. But, girl, I don't believe in love like that. I don't believe in love that would put me through that kind of bullshit. I just don't.
How do you... You already have two... I mean, she loves them other kids. Siobhan's kids.
Congratulations. Whatever. I don't really give a shit about that. I just think this particular situation where this nigga stepped out on you and came back with a newborn,
like,
and you just
Mary
like
Jane is her real life.
Okay, well, how about we get married? Like, girl, what? How is that a logical if you hoes only realize that you could be bad and do bad all by your damn self, that you can exist in loneliness all by yourself, and you don't have to actually sit there and stare at your phone and wait for the nigga to text back, and you don't have to lay in bed at night and sit there wide awake waiting on your nigga to come home smelling like perfume and some other girl's pussy. If only y'all knew that you could be by yourself and be miserable and you didn't need somebody else's help, I swear to God, you would be better off. It just ain't no relationship worth that kind of bullshit. It just ain't.
I don't know, y'all. So, you know, good luck doing it.
Not for me. However, I've noticed you lonely ass hoes don't exist the way I do. Y'all don't operate the way I do. Y'all don't think the way I do. So y'all's lives are not like mine. Period.
But that's because you aren't interested.
Matters
of the heart.
I'm not. I'm not interested in dating, but I also... Even when I do date, I don't put up with shit. Like, if I go out on a date with somebody and I see a red flag on the first date, I'm not going to keep dating you and see whether I was right about that. Because this is honestly too much pussy out here for that. I don't have time for that. I'll just move on to somebody else where I don't get that red flag on the first date. Because a red flag is God sending you a warning. And the warnings only get more intense the more you continue to go back into the danger. So these days... When God send my ass a warning the first time, I'll be like, I heard you. Well, we won't be seeing this bitch no more. And that's the end of that. Fuck this.
Well, there you go.
I don't need that. Whatever. Y'all got it.
To Gabby and Dwayne. Well, that's the pop culture. Did we ever come up with a name for this? Girl, whatever. That part's done. We're finished. Break.
Hey guys, once again, this episode of The Read is brought to you by Squarespace, which is the all-in-one platform that makes it fast and super easy to create your own professional website or online portfolio. They are constantly improving their platform with new features, new designs, and fantastic support. They have beautiful designs that you can start with. They are amazing. We use Squarespace for our website. This is The Read. And when you decide to sign up, make sure you use the offer code THERAPY to get 10% off and show your support for the show.
It's incredibly easy to use, but if you want some help, Squarespace has an amazing support team that works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It starts at just $8 a month and includes a free domain name if you sign up for a year. Every design automatically includes a unique mobile experience that matches the overall style of your website, so your content will look great on every device every time.
Squarespace includes everything that you need to create an exceptional website. It's design focused, and you can connect your Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, all your social services accounts to it. They also have an e-commerce platform, so if you want to set up shop and sell things, you can do that. It's really simple. Again, you guys, head on over to squarespace.com and get 10% off by using code THERAPY. Tell them that The Read sent you, and let's get back to our show.
Hey, girl. Hey.
Hey, boy. Hey.
We're back.
We are.
Time for letters from listeners.
Yeah. As always, you guys, send your emails to asktheread@gmail.com. And our first letter comes from Anonymous, who says, my girlfriend and I have been together for about 6 months, and she's always been nothing but good to me. I noticed she had some trust issues and some insecurities, which annoyed me sometimes, and we've had arguments about it, but I didn't feel like it was anything we couldn't work past. This all changed over the past weekend. I took her to a house party and she met a good chunk of my friends for the very first time. I can admit that my friends are all very attractive women, but the thought of trying to get with them has never crossed my mind. However, my girlfriend did not see it that way. After she had a few drinks in her and a little Mary Jane, she considered every interaction I had with my friends to be flirting. She caused multiple huge scenes with screaming, slamming doors, threatening to walk home so I would chase her outside, locking us both in the bathroom, and even putting her hands on me by kicking, pushing, and grabbing my collar. I don't have a black eye or anything, but growing up in a home where domestic abuse was the norm, I had always promised myself that if I was in a relationship that was heading in that direction, I would end it, no questions asked. I tried to call it quits, but she won't give up on us getting back together. I still have strong feelings for her, and not talking to her for the past few days has been hell. I don't know what to do because it just seemed very unlike her to get violent. I want to believe her when she says she won't do it again because it was so out of character, but at the same time, it sounds like all the shit my father told my mother, not to mention the sheer humiliation I had to endure that night. I know the answer is easy on this one, but can we move on and blame this one on the alcohol? And are lesbians fighting even that big of a deal anyway? I feel like shit got real, but my straight girlfriends kind of just laugh when I told them what happened. So am I just being dramatic?
Girl, people putting their hands on somebody in a relationship is bad, whether it's straight.
Man,
gay,
I don't know where this idea lesbian, that it doesn't matter if you're in a same-sex relationship came from, but that is utter bullshit. It really does not matter.
Maybe you at least have the freedom of being like, oh, I'm going to go there with this bitch because we're on the same page. Like, I know for sure with me, nigga, you put your hands on me, we just going to box. And that's going to be the end of it. Like, I'm not calling nobody for help. Anyway.
That's not.
I say ask her for what? Like right. Crystal said previously, there's plenty of pussy out here and you've gotten plenty of red flags.
All of it.
So, I mean, I say move on, especially if you're having, you know, thoughts are, you know, memories of, you know, abusive, you know, your abusive life at home or an abusive past at home, then I say, fuck it, girl, it's not worth it for what?
Right. I feel like you kind of wrote this in maybe a kind of like a more lighthearted manner than what it really is. But girl, it's nothing cute about your girlfriend kicking you and grabbing at your collar and pushing you and shit. Like, that's not okay, period. And if it was a boy, like if your girlfriend was a boy, then I would definitely be telling you emphatically exactly. That you need to get away from his ass. So I'm telling you now emphatically that you need to get away from her ass. There's nothing. You've only been together for 6 months and she's already showing out. Girl, it is. And when she says she's not going to do it again, do you have any idea how many abusers say that shit?
All of them?
Every time. Like literally all of them. They may, and she may have the best intentions of not doing it again, but I bet you anything, she didn't mean to do it when it happened either. I bet it's just something that just happened. And so the next time it happens, it's going to be something that just happens. Please don't put yourself through that. Please get away from that situation and cut ties from this girl. Like, you really don't deserve it. You don't need to be a statistic or a horror story or anything like that, girl. You can find somebody who will treat you right and cook dinner and buy flowers and also not hit you when she gets drunk. And who the fuck gets rowdy when they're high?
Surfboard. surfboard. No, everybody's surfboarding now.
What the hell does that have to do with anything?
You are listing all the things that a good lover will do.
Oh my God.
Surfboard.
I'm not entirely sure how. Surfboard. You know what? It's been a while since I did anything.
One of y'all
lesbian,
is
so.
Going to fuck that whole thing up and bust your head on the faucet. I swear, like I see it.
I don't know about that surfboard shit. It doesn't look safe. In like an average
well,
size
when
tub.
You're Beyonce and Jay-Z and your tub is the size of this studio.
Yeah, and then I'm sure it's
they
a
probably
lot more fun.
Can actually surf. There's probably a surfboard next to the tub.
But you know, focusing again on what is this person has actually written about.
Yeah, anonymous. Fuck
There's nothing you can say that'll make me say, okay, well, you should definitely give her another chance. Like,
at all.
You don't have to put yourself through
There's
this
nothing
bullshit.
Here to even know. Why?
No.
We have
the
nothing
answer is
to pull
just
from.
No. Like, it's just... We can't even be like, oh, but if she does something, like, girl, it's just no.
Yeah, like she was there for your mama in the hospital. Like, we don't know. All we know is that you need to leave her.
Of course you miss
her. We don't have
anything
to go.
Like, of course you, yeah, like, it's going to be a little bit hard maybe to go through this initial separation or whatever. But girl, what? Like, just no. Like,
you'll get over it.
Who got this idea where it doesn't matter if it's lesbians or it doesn't matter if it's gay dudes? I don't know. But that's bullshit.
Okay.
And yeah.
Good luck, Anonymous.
And that goes to all of you dealing with abuse. Ever.
Ever.
The answer is no. Like, ever. You don't even have to write us because the answer is no. Yeah. Break up with that motherfucker.
The end.
Our next letter comes from Kennedy, and Kennedy says, I'm a black guy in his late 20s. This is a fake name. Just FYI.
How do you know?
Oh, because the name on his email account was totally different.
Okay. Well, hey, Ken.
I'm a black guy in his late 20s. I've got a decent job, and I'm making strides in my career and social life. I recently started hanging out with a girl, a white girl, and I have started developing feelings for her. You are just giggling.
Because this can go so many ways.
Yeah, you're not. I don't think you know where this is going.
No, I doubt it. That's why it's funny, because I don't know what to expect. Go
this
ahead.
This fucking show, man. According to her friends and even her, she thinks the world of me, but she says she can't have romantic feelings for me because of the color of my skin.
Okay, I didn't think it was going there.
I told you. I'm kind of not sure if I want to drop her yet because she practically begged me not to leave her because of this revelation, but it kind of sucks that I still hang out with her, but we'll never get anything more. Mm-mm. Can you help? Thanks. Yeah, Kid Fury, can you help, Kennedy?
Wait. So, Kennedy is a black guy.
Yes.
Kennedy... Is dating?
Yeah, he's entertaining. I don't know. What do the kids call it?
Talking to.
He's talking to a white girl.
And the white girl says that she doesn't think that... I'm just trying to make sure I have it all.
Yeah.
The white girl saying that she doesn't think that she can have romantic feelings for him because he's black.
That's it.
But she's also saying that... She doesn't want him to stop talking to her for that?
Yeah, keep talking. Yep, that's it.
That's it?
That's it. That is the letter. And how can we help with that?
You can help yourself with that.
Do y'all be for real with this?
By telling this young woman to eat a platter of dicks.
Come on!
And go straight to hell with it.
You need to Photoshop a bunch of dicks on a platter. And print it out and put it under her door and tell her to start snacking.
That's what you need to do.
Are you fucking kidding?
You mean to tell me that you're asking whether or not...
What?
And I really don't mean to laugh at you, Kennedy, but you have to look at this from our perspective. Like, you're asking...
This is preposterous.
Whether or not you should continue to talk to a girl who is blatantly racist. Who is already telling you that she don't even feel like she wants you. It would have been one thing if she was like, let's say, Kennedy, that you stuttered. Let's say you had a stutter. And she was like, girl, I don't know if I could see it for you because you have a stutter. That would be one thing. But she's telling you her reason.
Hey, Blackie.
Maybe if you were like really short or something that, you know, that's just not her preference. She's telling you. That she don't like you because you're black. Like, she's telling you. And on top of that, she still wants you to talk to her.
Yeah.
Kennedy, if you don't
tell
this woman.
It almost sounds like they fucking. And so she don't want the black dick to stop.
That might be it.
Ooh, what a trifling bitch. Kennedy, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Kennedy, email us back and let us know if y'all are fucking. Because if you're fucking, that answers a lot of questions.
I bet you they are. Because it doesn't make any sense otherwise. They got to be fucking.
It doesn't.
They fucking. So she don't want you to take the black dick away.
Oh, so she just got some, like, some
But she wants you to know there won't be any
Mandingo fetish.
Yeah, there won't be any love or a little Northwest running around or anything
you
like that.
You tell that bitch.
Wow, what a mess.
To take her ass right back home and shoot
the breeze. Are you fucking kidding?
Shoot
what?
The fucking breeze. You and your daddy, whatever the fuck, led you over here to make you think that that was okay. No, girl.
We're not
doing it.
What kind of shit is this? I just am flummoxed. What?
Y'all have to be making some of this shit up.
Oh, wait a minute, mister. I fucked my cousin. Oh. That damn fucking nasty ass kissing cousin ass.
You know, they turned you into like a skit on Tumblr.
What?
Like they put all your little notes.
Oh,
in.
I saw that.
You Tumblr kids are just so creative.
I forgot because we taped that before Beyonce's album came out. So I forgot about that question until I listened to the show. And then what's really crazy is that while it was playing, I was reacting and it was the exact same reaction that I had in the studio.
Yeah.
Like I was in my room screaming.
A lot of people reacted that way.
Because it was fucking
And then
gross.
She had the nerve to be talking about his Drake emotions and how does she deal with them. Let's start by the fact that you had cousin penis in your cousin vagina.
This has got to be the first time that we have talked about the same listener on two separate episodes.
Yeah, I think so. It was mind blowing.
It really was. Anyway, back to Kennedy. Kennedy, I really want you to, I don't know, I don't want to say love yourself more, but I kind of feel like that's what needs to happen. Why are you even still pretending to entertain the thought of letting this hoe be around you? She just told you that there is definitely no way the two of you are going to have a future, and it's because you're black. And you still like, oh, well, I don't know if I want to give her ass up. Are you for real? Like, is that...
Like, if she told you that she wasn't sure she would have romantic feelings for you because your breath stank... Like, that's enough. That's enough for you to be like, well, fuck you too. Goodbye. Like, that's enough.
You are so fucking stupid.
That's enough for you to just be like, well,
I mean,
girl,
yeah,
go straight
really
to him.
Is.
This
really
bitch
is.
Told you that she don't want you because you are black. Girl, if
And you're just like, well, okay.
All right. Well,
you still want some dick around 8:30, 9 o'clock?
Like, I don't know what else to tell you, Kennedy.
Kennedy.
Good luck.
I just, come on, yo.
Girl, what?
This last one, I can't even say anything but girl what to that, because just no.
Okay.
This last one isn't even really a question. This is a Beyonce-related email that we received.
Okay.
And it's from Miriam, who is a humanities major, and she is very deep into art history, and she had something to tell us about the Beyonce album. So she said that she's not a huge Beyonce fan, but after she listened to the Beyonce episode, she went back and watched all the videos, and this is what she noticed. When you guys were discussing heaven, you mentioned small grave markers, and my first thought was an idea that I picked up somewhere that Beyonce had a miscarriage. Forgive me if I'm wrong about this, but this idea then influenced pretty much everything else I saw from the whole album. With heaven, I think the exact plot of the music video is so open to interpretation. I don't know if it's the lifelong friend who died or her baby, but I think it's fair to interpret it as a song about the loss of a child. However, when I saw her pose like a statue in mine, contrasting all the movement of the dancers around her, I thought the arrangement of bodies looked like the Pietà? I can't pronounce that. Do you know how it's pronounced? The Michelangelo statue? I know what it is, but I can't say it. Anyway, the statue of the Virgin Mary with the crucified Jesus across her lap.
Oh.
Am I crazy or does this actually make sense? Because she's like tying all of it in, like the imagery from mine ties in with what happened in heaven, ties in with the end of the grown woman video. And I thought, like, I don't have to get into all of Miriam's, I think her name is Miriam, I hope. Yeah, Miriam. I don't have to get into everything that she said because it actually went pretty deep. But I feel like maybe I think before I thought I was the only person who was like studying this Beyonce album. Like, every minute detail of this album. I'm completely obsessed. I only just now started listening to other music like on Tuesday. And I just like, I'm looking for every little connection that I can possibly find. So I appreciate you, Miriam, very much for sending this email into the show that wasn't about fucking your cousin or trying to figure out whether you should date a white boy who called you a nigger or whatever else. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for sending in this very insightful email about how the heaven video tied in with some other videos and how I'm going to post that on my Tumblr so everybody can see it. But it was actually really thoughtful and smart, and I appreciate it.
Well, the heaven video was, I mean, she explained what that
was. Yeah, she did. But what Miriam was saying was that, like, the imagery in the heaven video ties into the loss of the Virgin Mary or whatever. Like, it was pretty deep stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, forward that to me because I don't know what.
Yeah, I'm going to. And I don't feel like I should have to, like, probably not a good idea to dissect it on the show because we already did that on the Beyonce extravaganza.
Yeah, we did.
But I just love when people...
I didn't get that deep into it. I've connected a lot of dots and I've, you know, it took me maybe 3 days to figure out what the three stars and flawless meant. You know, so I, you know, here and there
yeah,
I figure things out.
It took me an embarrassingly long time to figure that out.
But you know, I, bitch, sometimes you gotta explain shit to me. I be waiting for you to just break it down. Like, all of what Lady Gaga does. I need someone to say,
I don't
hey,
think
girl.
Even Lady Gaga knows what Lady Gaga is doing.
Everything about her is
I just love when people have a fresh perspective or they look at something in a different way than what I would have looked at it.
Yeah, because a lot of things we just, I don't see where you're coming from
right.
with this. Like someone the other day said something about the Bound 2 video on how it was supposed to mean X, Y, and Z. And I said, well, that doesn't change the fact that I think it's ugly.
It's terrible.
But, I mean, if there was like some deep
there was meaning behind that?
Meaning, allegedly, all I saw was ugly. And the screenshots that I looked at, bitch, because you know I still ain't watch it. But, hey, you
oh,
know.
Oh, yeah,
because
it will ruin the song for you. I great. Have not listened to Bound 2 since I saw that video.
Well, not me. I actually like the song, and I'm going to keep it that way. We have another break to take.
We do.
And then finish this.
Please bitch. Send in all your questions and all your comments and all your observations to asktherita@gmail.com, and we'll be right back.
Hey everyone, it's Kid Fury. Just want to remind you about our dope sponsors over at Hulu Plus. As always, if you go to HuluPlus.com/TheRead, you get access to a free extended trial. It's 2 weeks of free Hulu Plus and access to tons and tons of TV shows and movies and such, which including Scandal, which, girl, February 27th, nobody has time for that. But you can catch up if you're behind. Also, Community is back.
Yay!
So catch up on that. And there's also loads of great stuff like Dragon Ball Z, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, The Mindy Project, and more.
Yeah, the great thing about, one of the many great things about Hulu Plus is that you can watch through so many different devices. And I have a Wii U, which I love so much. And Hulu Plus is loaded right in. So girl, as soon as I'm done playing video games, I switch right on over and I watch my TVs and my movies. It's normally $7.99 a month, but we are hooking you guys up with a free 2-week trial. That's HuluPlus.com/TheRead. Go on over, get caught up on your very favorite shows like The Daily Show, Bob's Burgers, The Simpsons, and of course The Mindy Project, like Kid Fury just said. That's HuluPlus.com/TheRead.
All right, let's continue the show.
Okay.
Okay, so it's time for the read.
Woo! Yes, it is.
That's why we're all here, isn't it? So, hey, do you have one?
I do. Do you?
Yes.
Okay, great. Who wants to go first?
You.
Okay, fantastic. I am going to pass my read this week.
Pass the read like we used to.
And in keeping with the theme of Beyonce, since, you know, Beyonce put me on her Facebook and I've been blessed. And then, of course, we got the letter from Miriam. Of course, today's read is about Beyonce.
Oh, boy.
And this comes from JD. And JD says, like 99% of the free world, Beyonce snatched my edges with her latest album, and she snatched me bald. I have not a baby hair left on my head, and I will deal with it because, let's be real, I should be so honored. So after I gave Beyonce my money and listened to the album and watched the videos, I expected the criticism from white feminists. I read Jezebel, and they stay mad. That's just how they are. And keep
that's
in mind,
true.
That's true. They just are haters, and that's just the way it is. And keep in mind, I'm not talking real-ass, trill-ass allies. I'm talking these sour apple, bitter, melanin-deficient bitches who just refuse to let a woman of color be great. Their criticism didn't surprise me because, like I said before, they stay mad, and I continue to live my life like it's golden. However, what got me was when I logged onto Twitter and saw countless men, black men at that, refer to Beyonce as a hoe or a thought, which...
You know what? That was going to be my read. But maybe I'll save that for another time.
Then. Okay, because I need to address that
because
bullshit.
That fucking... Okay.
Anyway, refer to Beyonce as a hoe or a thought because of the content of her visual album. What the fuck, nigga? A, you're using the word thought, which tells me that despite your college degree, you probably read and reason at a third grade level. And B, she is a married-ass, grown-ass woman who really and truly can do whatever the fuck she pleases. And even if she wasn't married, she and every other woman on this blue and green planet can do what they want. She has all the success, has broken records, is in a loving, caring relationship, and the only thing that you can think to say about her is she a hoe? No, nigga, no. Bye, Felicia. And it's not so much people people coming at Beyonce that bothers me. It's what that criticism represents. Black women cannot catch a motherfucking break. If we have sex before marriage, we hoes. If we wait until marriage, we still hoes. If we breathe wrong, we hoes. If we give you attention, we hoes. If we ignore you, we hoes. If we breathe funny, we hoes. And I refuse to stand for that shit any longer. You're not about to tear down these fly ass black women and this precious little black and these precious black baby girls like that. Not on my watch, baby nigga. And what gets me the most is that these niggas saying it are trash. Barack Obama types are not the ones talking shit about Beyonce. They too busy reading the new Jim Crow to conserve themselves about what Sally Sue is doing and isn't doing in her bedroom. No, it's the most ashy dick ass niggas in the world. It's the men who you actually want nothing to do with that have the most to say about what you do and don't do with your body. And you know what? They can go death drop on a dick. They ashy, their opinions ashy, their existence is ashy, and you ladies need to keep being awesome and great and beautiful and smart and sweet. Keep doing you. Amen.
Oh, hey girl.
Thank you so much, JD. I feel the exact same way. And this thought business, for the people who don't know, I know we have a lot of white listeners now. Thought is something that Negroes on the internet came up with. It's an acronym, and it stands for those hoes over there or that hoe over there. And it's just as fucking stupid as it sounds.
It is literally just as stupid as it sounds. And every one of you niggas who are saying it sound just as stupid as it does.
Like, do y'all have any idea how fucking stupid that sounds?
That word is so fucking dumb. When I tell you, I finally asked one day, what the fuck is thought? And when they told me, I wanted to punch a puppy.
I thought people were literally saying thought, like I thought of a great idea, and they just were spelling it incorrectly. I really thought that. I thought that because I'm a regular person with a regular brain. I don't have nigger brain. I don't think of these dumbass, stupid ass woman hating acronyms that Black Twitter thinks up. See, this is exactly why
women use it too.
I don't like for y'all to call me Black Twitter because I don't. Well, look at these.
I
asked
that we keep it in 2013.
Yes,
we need to
leave them niggas in 2013.
Slice it, you know, give Black Twitter a subcategory. Actually, it doesn't even need to be Black Twitter because a lot of people are niggas. So you just have nigga Twitter. And, you know, just separate the two.
Oh, yeah, they got plenty of white hoes in Black Twitter. Don't get it twisted.
When we were on that Complex thing, that was going to be my
lead. Oh, my God.
But, you know what? I'll save it. But listen.
Oh, my God.
When we were on that Complex
kidding?
List for Black Twitter.
Complex.
There were so many. No, we don't. I don't even want to do it. But there were so many angry white people in my mentions.
Furious.
Talking about you aren't Black Twitter and you niggas like white folk.
White people.
I said, well, if Black Twitter has a bunch of white people who just freely use nigga, then I don't want to be a part of it.
No fucking wonder I'm not in it.
No wonder.
Girl, do you have any idea how quickly I would let you take my space on this list on the internet? Girl.
If that's what Black Twitter is, I'm absolutely not a part of
God,
it.
God, people are just so ridiculous. Like, you niggas really live and die for the internet, and it is just
so sad.
So pathetic. Get a fucking life.
Anyway, so my read.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I have things.
You do. You have things.
So my read goes out to companies that have trouble paying people.
I'm just gonna go.
Freelance or otherwise. So listen.
Uh-oh.
I'm not going, this isn't directed at anyone in particular because I've had this issue more than once. But I'm not understanding you black companies.
Uh-oh.
That reach out to people for freelance services and then dis-a-fucking-peer when it's time to pay us. Let me explain something to you. Nobody has the fucking time. And I say it because it's usually black publications and networks and fucking websites or whatever that have issues. When I do business with white companies or white-owned companies, they're like, here, girl, here is the money we talked about.
Man.
Bitch, they could tell me, talking to me, they could say, bitch, we're going to have a check ready for you on December 20th. December 18th, there was an email saying, we are putting this bitch in an envelope and writing your address on it. It will be in your motherfucking mailbox to 3-5 businesses. They, like, I never have trouble with them. It's always black companies for whatever reason. What is wrong with you? You know that people think this about us anyway. So I don't understand why y'all be so damn gleeful in the process of trying to recruit niggas and so fucking just attentive, all in your inbox, all in your phone, ready to do work, this, that, and the third. And then when the work is done and I say, hello, girl, so about that, all of a sudden, bitches is out the office. This person don't work here no more. Nobody's answering emails. Oops, I gave you the wrong one. Or, oh, this isn't actually what we needed. And... girl, let me explain something to you.
None of that matters. Where's my money?
The wrong individual to have money problems with. Because I will give you a certain amount of time before it just becomes a problem for everyone. I will swoop down like a thief in the damn night, like a fucking hawk, and I will snatch edges, and I will scatter them across West Harlem. Ooh. Let me explain something to you for those who need it. Let me explain something to you. Oh, I don't have time for this shit. I don't. So all I'm saying is, if you're going to be bright and bubbly, get it together. That's all I'm saying. And you niggas know who you are. So get it together. Pay people their fucking money. If I do a job for you, don't be acting funny when I need my money. And all these fucking excuses and, oh, but you did it and blah, blah, blah. Girl, where's my money?
Right. I've done some freelance and temporary work since I moved to New York. And I can honestly say that I get paid on time every time. White company, black, well, I mean, I think the only black freelance work I did was for Essence, but Essence, to their credit, I didn't even have to ask about my check. I just checked the mail one day and it was there. So listen, I have no complaints about anybody I've done any business with, but I have a lot of friends who do freelance work, and I have heard this particular complaint about a whole lot of different companies. And it's just like, You didn't hesitate when you asked me to do the work. So why are you hesitating when it comes time to cut my check? I don't get that. Why is it an issue? Just give
me
my money.
There's never any explanations or, oh, you got the wrong form, or, oh, you got... just give me my money.
That's all I'm asking.
That's it. It's no shade. It's nothing personal. It's literally business.
You gonna pay like what you owe.
Literally business. That's it. I don't like chasing people for money, especially because, girl, this is New York. This is America.
Yeah, this is not...
we all need it.
This is not... I mean, this is not some cheap-ass town in the middle of nowhere. Like, this is New York City. I need every last one of my dimes that's owed to me. I need them all. I need every dollar that belongs to me.
Lord knows you could just walk outside and get the damn pneumonias, and then you in the hospital. You need your money.
Yeah, you can... or pneumonia, whichever pronunciation you prefer.
Pneumonia.
Yeah,
pneumonia.
No, pneumonia is fine. I'm okay, though. You know, got to keep working. But yeah, I completely understand where you're coming from. I'm sorry that that's even something that has to be said.
All right. Well, that is our show.
We're going to end on that super positive note. Don't forget to check out our brand new sponsor, Squarespace. Head on over to squarespace.com. It is the all-in-one platform that makes it super easy and fast to create your own professional website. For a free trial and 10% off, go to squarespace.com and use offer code therapy.
Okay.
Do you have anything else to say? Houston, we'll see y'all in a couple days.
Oh, yeah. We have to go to Houston.
Yeah, we do. I am just, oh, God, I'm so sick.
Well, that's because you have, like, family.
Right? I have, so, shout out to all my cousins. I have so many cousins that I don't sleep with. Nasty ass girl from the last show. And they're coming, and friends from high school and college who listen to this show are coming, and I'm just like, oh, okay. Yay. Like, yay, I want everybody to come. But then I'm like, oh my God, like, I'm definitely gonna have to tap some shots before we go on stage. So
I just want gold teeth and boudin and
in the parking lot.
Yes. Where else?
We gotta take you to Frenchie's and Third Ward and everything. We're gonna have a good time.
Okay. Well, this is thereed.com. Kid Fury on Twitter, Crystal on Twitter.
Yeah, it's, you don't have to follow me though.
I'm doing YouTube videos again, sort of.
Oh shit. Are you gonna do the never mind, just kidding.
The what?
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at This Is The Read. I'm not gonna bring it up because you're gonna get into, you're gonna throw your fit.
Actually, I know what you're
right. That's why I'm not even gonna address it.
I said 2014.
Okay. And I'm proud of you. Here
and
we
that's
go.
Plenty
then now
of
it's
time.
Yeah, you got a whole year.
A whole one. The whole thing.
So we will see you guys next week.
Yeah, whatever.